Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the Om Times Radio Network.
Today, you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the Om Times Radio Network. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful foothills of the Rocky Mountains here in Boise, Idaho. Very important conversation on stress, self-care, and the seamless method today with Alan Vaisberg. Many of you might know him. He has contributed quite a few great articles to Om Times Magazine, and I'm very excited to have him on the program today. Coming up next week, we have Joanne Brokaw, and she is a best-selling author of books around angel medicine. So we're going to be talking about the subject of her two books and how we can use these beautiful divine beings to assist us in not only our health, but our daily choices, and just invite them more into our lives. So I'm excited to have her on the program next week. If you need to get a hold of me at any time during the week, you can email me at angela@hestiahealth.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Hestia Health, as well as Entanglement Radio. And I just want to remind you, I have a great class coming up on September 14th, and we are going to be taking a six-week journey into self-discovery and awareness and take a soul-level approach to weight loss. So if you are interested, I am doing some readings for people, individual coaching sessions, group coaching sessions, and it's going to be a six-week intensive program on conscious weight loss. So you can email me again at angela@hestiahealth.com for more information. So as I mentioned today, we are talking about the seamless method with Alan Vaisberg, and primarily we're talking, having a conversation around self-care. And really, it is the day-to-day choices that make up our lives. We like to think of those big moments, and while they have an impact, it is really the way that we go about our day that really makes a difference in our health and our well-being and what we're able to contribute to society and our community. So this is a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. So with that, I'm going to introduce my guest. Alan Vaisberg is a recalibration expert and creator of the Seamless Method, who facilitates people's transitions from unfulfilled and stressed to doing what they love and being at peace. He speaks on life purpose, career change, work-life balance, and the recalibration process that runs online programs, helping people recalibrate their lives. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Alan Vaisberg to the program. Hello, Alan. How are you doing?
Hi, Angela, and thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, we talked in the intro, you mentioned that I've contributed to Om Times, which I love, but the reason why I'm contributing is because of you. You were the first one who introduced me to Om Times. You were the first one who approved the very first article. So it's really, you know, all because of you that started. and I find the angelic influence everywhere throughout the show. Your name, you mentioned the upcoming guest. You know, I was right before I jumped onto the radio show, I was going through my meditation, and I was talking to the angels, and I was asking them to, specifically Archangel Gabriel, to speak through me, as I do so often before I do any talks. So Seamless would not be around if it weren't for them. They are the ones who channeled the information into me, so it's just a privilege to be here.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for mentioning the connection, because really Entanglement Radio, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, all of us going out and throwing our little pebbles into the water and seeing everything and how it filters out and moves out through communities and through the world. So I really appreciate you sharing that, because that's really what it's all about. And as well as the angel work myself, I also call on Archangel Gabriel all the time before I'm writing or speaking or teaching, just to really connect with the divine communication. So awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit, because you haven't always been doing this work. This has been something that you kind of shifted towards later on in your career. I want you to tell us a little bit about how that happened.
It's true. It's it was a long time coming. We all know what we're supposed to be doing in life, and for those that think you don't, think back to what you enjoy doing when you were a kid, what you thought your life purpose was, and it's very high chance that that's what it really is. I knew that I was supposed to be helping people and speaking and being a spiritual teacher. I knew all of these things. I just didn't believe any of them. And then I got a real job, quote unquote. I went into information technology field because that's where the money was. I found the money. I ran IT consulting firms successfully for about 15 years. And by middle of 2012, I was exhausted. I was completely unfulfilled. I was unhealthy. I was a nervous wreck. And I kept on hearing the voice in my mind telling me, you're not living your essence. And I knew exactly what it meant. And it became such a source of frustration for me that when I had to introduce myself to people and they would ask, what do you do? And I would have to say, I'm an IT. Everything within me, within the pit of my stomach, would just scream out, no, that's not who you are. That's what you do for a living. And you're not supposed to be doing that because you're supposed to be writing and speaking and teaching and doing all the things you're not doing. Mm. So basically, closer to the end of 2012, I quit to the dismay of everybody around me. And I said, I'm going to go out and live my essence. And I started introducing myself as a writer or as an actor or as a spiritual teacher, which was funny to look at people because they were asking what I wrote or what movie I have been in. And by that time, I hadn't been in any of those things. So, but I still stuck to my guns because that was my coming out process and being true and authentic to myself. So, yeah, since middle of 2012 is when I started really allowing myself to do my work. And it took a long time to put the pieces together and get to where I am right now.
Well, I love that story because it does take courage to listen to what you have inside and also to feel like you're worthy and that you have enough to go out there and say, yeah, I am a writer, or yes, I am a teacher. And that, I think that is almost the biggest hump that we need to be able to get across in order to live our essence.
Yeah, we constantly, especially in the spiritual community, law of attraction, all the things that we talk about, everybody says live as if. Well, live as if starts this way. It starts with you saying, I am that. I am what I am. And if I am an author, then I am an author, regardless of what I have written so far. If I am an actor, I am an actor, regardless of what movie I've been in. And by the way, subsequently, I wrote the book, and I've been in a movie, and I did the things that I wanted to do. You are manifesting and you're creating your own environment. And if we don't go out on that emotional and psychological limb and say that we are that, then you're sending the wrong message to the universe. You're sending the message that, hey, I'm not ready. I would like to be that, but that's not who I am. And the universe has no trouble waiting for you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I love that too. One of the things that I want to talk about today is your seamless method. And I think we'll get to that in just a few minutes because I want to clarify one thing is you've mentioned living your essence. And now is essence, can we equate that with purpose? Are they synonymous terms?
Yeah, it's your soul purpose. And that's the way that I equate it. Your essence is the reason why you're here in this particular incarnation. And yes, I do believe in multiple lives. that's why you're here. Your core. Who you are, why you're here, and then aligning with that. So living your essence and the whole recalibration process, as you mentioned, I'm a recalibration expert, is to get from where you are right now through to the point where you understand why you're here, what you're planning to do, and then aligning that with a job because we live in the material world and we have to make money. And that is the whole recalibration process. But your essence is your soul purpose.
Mm. I mean, that's why we're here. That is just, So we have a couple of minutes before the break, and mm-hmm. I want to give a good chunk of time to talking about seamless. And so before we get there, let's talk about, I titled this show Mastering the Mundane. And really, as I mentioned very briefly in my very short monologue about how it is the day-to-day choices that makes all of the, it's those little pieces that make up our life. Is that when you, because I took Mastering the Mundane off your website because I loved that. What exactly are you talking about when you say that?
And you were absolutely correct when you were describing it. We like to build these beautiful castles of a life in our imagination. And that is what we're striving for. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to be this and that. We all have those. But what we're missing is the fact that it takes tiny little steps in order to get there. And we're missing the foundation. So when we're talking about mastering the mundane, is nobody wants to do the little things in order to get to those big mountains. And it all starts with a simple step. It all starts with you taking care of your body, building up resilience to stress, since we're talking about stress. It's looking at your thought patterns, changing your behaviors, doing the little things that we all know we're supposed to be doing. And we know that they're good for us, and we just don't do them anyway.
And that's the kicker, right?
But yep.
That it is, our world is made up of those tiny little pieces, like you said, those little steps that come together. Mm-hmm. And when we want to just gloss over them. And the thing is, we have to eat three times a day. We spend more of our, 8 hours a day, hopefully, asleep. We have to move our bodies. And it's all of those little things that come together. And if we don't do those purposely or have meaning behind them, then all of a sudden we're wasting so much of our lives just glossing over things. So when we get back, I want to talk more about the Seamless Method and what exactly is Seamless, because it's an acronym. Is that the right word I'm looking for?
Yeah, it's an acronym for the 8 things that we're supposed to be not glossing over.
Not glossing over. And so when we get back, I want to kind of break down what those 8 things are. And then I want to spend a good part of the rest of the show too, just talking about how those end up manifesting in our lives and some of the unique challenges that we're facing at this time with social media and technology and all of that contributes to our stress. So if you are listening to us and you want to know more about my guest, you can go to alanbaysberg.com. That's who we're speaking with today. We'll be right back here on Entanglement Radio.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
All right, we are back. And my guest again today, if you're just joining us, is Alan Baysberg, and he's a recalibration expert and creator of the Seamless Method. So, Alan, let's jump into it now that we have a full chunk of time. Tell us about the Seamless Method and what the word seamless stands for.
Thank you very much. Seamless is a combination of the eight things that we all know are good for us, that we all know we're supposed to do, and yet we find ways not to do them. So the first one is sleep. And you mentioned hopefully we're sleeping 8 hours a day. The statistics show we are not.
Yeah.
And we need to, because if you want everything else to work in your life, and you know, we have a commercial that was just on before, the O spot, you're not going to get to that place of love and a healthy relationship if both of you are tired. 25% of the people do not want to have sex because they have no energy to have sex. So sleep is the first part that is the most important aspect, and that's why we start with it. So sleep followed by eating. There are, I'm not sure how many books on the bestseller list that are focused on nutrition. If there are so many different ways to eat, which one works for you? And that's the magic question, because we can be trying diets all the time. And the answer is not in a diet. The answer is in a balanced approach where you are doing what is right for your body. So we focus on the eating, and then the other aspect of it is drinking. I'm not talking about alcohol or coffee. I'm talking about drinking water. Most of us are not drinking enough. So eating and drinking, that would be the second part of it. Followed by activity. That's the A. We are a sedentary society that spends most of our time sitting, whether it's at the office, in the car, you know, on the couch, watching a little television. And our bodies need to move. We were not created to sit. Well, maybe if we're yogas and we're sitting in a lotus position, but that's still not the whole day. We are meant to move. And most people substitute activity, or most people misconstrue activity as going to the gym and working out, and nobody wants to go to the gym every day. It's not about going to the gym. It's about being active for at least 30 minutes a day. That's it. So you can go for a walk, you can go running with your kids, you can go, you know, up and down the stairs in your office if instead of taking the elevator. The point is to be active, for your body to continue to move. Otherwise, you know, as we're talking about stress, for instance, none of the hormones are going to be released from your body, because you need that movement. You need the cortisol and adrenaline to be released. And by the way, when you exercise, you're also getting endorphins, which help you feel better. So that's the first three. The M is meditation. Meditation is important. We've all heard of it. But most people that I talk to say, I don't know what meditation is, or I cannot meditate. You know, they think that meditation is about sitting in a lotus pose for 40 minutes at a time, chanting Om, pun intended for Om Times Radio. it's not necessarily that. For most people, meditation is really a principle of being mindful. And when you're going outside and you're looking at the trees, you're looking at the trees, and you're not focusing about what you're going to do 5 minutes from now. You are being present. Meditation is about aligning yourself with yourself. It's being present in that moment, in the now. You know, talk about stress relief. Stress is not in the now. Stress is in worrying about the past or being anxious about the future. Being in the now, which meditation helps you with, or being mindful helps you with, is the complete alleviation of that stressful feeling. So that's the seem part. The less part starts with love. And we deal with three types of love. Self-love, loving yourself, is the most important principle, because if you don't love yourself, everything else fails. Going back to that, you know, previous commercial about healthy relationship, if you're in a relationship where you don't love yourself, you will wait and be dependent on receiving that love from somebody else. And as everybody knows, and we don't have to even look at statistics of divorce rates, people are not getting the love they want because they're not getting it from the right places. Look at Ashley Madison. I still am chuckling every time I find, you know, who was revealed to have those encounters. But if you're not loving yourself, then you're going to look for love outside of yourself, which means you're likely going to cheat because you're not getting it from your spouse, because they're not getting it. It's not them who's not getting it. It's you who's not loving yourself. So loving yourself is very, very important. Loving others is the second type of love we discuss. Lots of stress is coming from others in your life, whether at work, or your family, your children, your spouse, everybody else. And finally, loving your day. Most people don't like what they do for a living, and they dread, you know, waking up in the morning and going to work just so they don't appreciate that enough. And that creates a tremendous amount of stress. That creates a feeling of unfulfillment all the time. We change that. That's a part of the program. So L is for love, those three different types of love. One aspect, I'm guided, you know, right now I'm hearing in my head, please mention love, you know, insert something that you love into every day. So I'm doing that because, you know, we should go with our instincts. And I have a agreement, so to speak, with the universe that I am going to say what comes to mind because it's probably the right thing to say at that time, which could be a dangerous thing. But, you know, yeah, I'd rather be myself than you know, kind of stuff things deep inside. What I wanted to mention was inserting something that you love into every day. That's a part of that third love that we discussed, loving your day. If your day goes by and all you've done is things for somebody else, be it your work, be it your family, be it your other obligations, and by the end of the day you haven't done anything for yourself, you're going to feel like the day was a waste. Maybe deep inside, maybe not something that you're really thinking about, but you're going to have that feeling. So every day, whether it's a minute, 20 minutes, whatever time you can afford, do something, insert something that means something to you. If it's reading, if it's biking, if it's talking to some friends, do something that you love every single day with as much time as you can allow. So that's the, you know, that part that I was supposed to mention. The E is for expansion and growth. Most of us are in our box of contentment, that I call. We are in a comfortable state. Whether we're very happy in that state, in that box that we put around ourselves, the borders, that remains to be seen. But we are okay there. So stepping outside of those boundaries, pushing beyond your fears, learning and growing and expanding those horizons is a tremendously important exercise. We, as Arnold aptly put, we are learning machines, and we're supposed to continue learning. It's not just kids that are learning until the age of 20-something and then the brain stops working, which, by the way, is not true. Well, not the working part, but the new brain cells being developed. It is; they are being developed. Research, I think, with Harvard or MIT studies that show that that's not the case. New brain cells are being developed in adulthood. So expansion and growth is very, very important. We have two S's coming up. Those are the last pieces. The first of those is stress reduction. So we're focusing specifically on coping mechanisms of dealing with stress. The other part of it in a stress program, we focus on getting your body more resilient to stress. And then the stress reduction, we focus on specific ways that you can cope with it and get rid of it. And the last S is sunshine and fresh air. Going outside is so important. You live in a beautiful place, so you're spending a lot of time outdoors. And fresh air, sunshine, we're talking about vitamin D, you know, oxygenating your bloodstream. Those are so important for your body, and we just don't do enough of it. And it's 20 minutes a day. That's a must. Even if you're in the office, like I'm sitting in my home office right now, my windows are open. It's hot outside, so there was a thought that came in of, I'm not going to open the windows because it's hot outside. It's not about that. Open the windows. So I open the windows, my air conditioner is running, and so is the outside, but I'm getting that fresh air, so I don't have to sit in a, you know, stale environment of air that needed to be recalibrated. So that's seamless. Those are the eight things that we all know we're supposed to do, but don't do them.
So why do you think we don't do them?
It stems from four different things that I've seen. One is a lack of motivation. People just don't think it's a big deal. What I hear from people all the time, this is common sense. Yeah, it is. And it's so common sense that everybody glosses over it. This was not the case, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago because people lived different lives, but because of our society and because of our economy and because of all the information that's bombarded at us, you know, on a minute-by-minute schedule, we need to go back to these basics. We need to go back to that common sense. So many people are just not motivated enough. it could be lack of understanding. You know, people don't know that it's a big deal. Maybe people don't have enough information, such as, you know, one out of every 10 auto accidents, actually one out of every five, excuse me, auto accidents in the United States, over a million crashes a year, happen because of drowsy driving. So when people don't have that information, they think, well, yeah, I'll sleep when I'm dead. I hear that one all the time. It's not funny anymore, right? Because we're not getting enough sleep. And everything in your life is affected by it, including your ability to get into an accident. Or just imagine two of the other people around you that are driving could be drowsy right now. So you need to be even more alert. So it could be that lack of understanding. It could be a lack of structure. Many people know that, yeah, these are great things to do, but I have no idea how to fit them into my busy day. And that's where we go and we give tips on how to actually manage all of these eight, no matter how busy you are, no matter what profession you're in, your age group and such. And I'll give you some of those during the program today. Or it could be something else. It could be a deeper sense, and that's where we start kind of digging in and figuring out what that is.
Because that is, yeah, it is common sense. And yet people, I think for me, as I listen to it, I think it's, they don't understand just how important it is and what the effect that it has on. And even as I'm reading your list, a lot of them, yes, common sense, the eating, the sleeping, the getting enough water. The one though that I think people would find surprising is expansion and growth. And to me, that is just awesome. Like, you're totally speaking my language with all of these things. But it is, hey, when people don't feel like a little bit challenged and stretched, and we spend so much time talking about other people and just wasting our time rehashing stories from our past. And we're very rarely ever, you know, talking about ideas and getting excited and, you know, growing and stretching. And to me, that is, I mean, that's the stuff of life. So I'll let you respond when we get back. I'll let you respond to that. And then I just want to, again, talk about some of the unique challenges for this time in humanity, because we're seeing things that we've never had to deal with before. So we'll continue our conversation here on The Seamless Method with Alan Baysberg when we return here on Entanglement Radio. We'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
right, we are back, and you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. If you're just joining us, we have recalibration expert with us today, Alan Vaisberg, and we are talking about his seamless method. Now, before the break, I was talking about expansion and growth and how we seem to spend so much time talking about people and things that happened in the past. And to me, the expansion and growth, that's where we create meaning. And that's where things become important to us, when we're allowed to grow and stretch and all of that. So why do you think it's so important?
It's patterns, right? So we have certain patterns that have developed, from the esoteric perspective. We know that there are some things that come because of the past lifetimes from the, this particular one. It comes from the societal factors, our parents, friends, work, people that we listen to. What we need to understand is that we are programmable devices. You know, if you want to look at yourself in that perspective, you can, because we get bombarded with information all the time, and no matter how much you think you're ignoring it, it's in there somewhere. So unless you actually start uncovering all of that programming and start untangling it and removing all of the stuff, so we don't use any other choice words, you're going to be in a place where your decisions, the way that you view life, the way that you perceive things, and your ability to create different outcomes is depending on somebody else, and somebody else who probably doesn't have your best interest at heart. So expansion and growth is removing all of those obstacles, going beyond them, and creating your own new neural pathways, which allow you to react differently. If we're talking about stress, you're not going to automatically think that this situation leads to stress. Why does it? Let's break that programming cycle. Let's understand that it doesn't have to be. It could be a beautiful experience. Just because I am meeting this particular person does not mean that it's a negative. So when you start having new experiences, then those will enrich your life from every possible perspective. And you won't know kind of what hit you, because you will become different. One of the best things that I've ever done was going to a second city and taking over a year of improv program, because that allowed me to expand tremendously. It's being, quote-unquote, naked on the stage without a script, just saying the first thing that comes to mind. That opened me up tremendously, and I highly recommend, improv for anybody. But that expansion, that growth, that killed a lot of the barriers, that reprogrammed me in many ways, and I have countless examples of other things that I have done that have changed me forever. If we don't do that, if we don't grow, we will never change. And if you're not happy with your life right now, and if you don't do any of these things, guess what outcome you're going to be receiving?
The same outcome you've been getting.
Yep.
So that's awesome. So as you're doing this improv, so did that translate to other areas? Was the growth out of that just like, if I can do that, if I can get up on the stage with no script and make it happen, then I can do the other things? Is that kind of how that translated from one experience to the next?
Yeah, because it showed me just how much the universe had my back. Particular example which I love utilizing, because I would not have believed it unless it actually happened to me. I wanted to audition for the conservatory program within Second City. I love to sing. People around me love to have me sing alone. So I decided what better way to deal with that than to audition for the musical improv conservatory program, which means that not only do I have to improvise, I also have to sing in the process. Mm. I thought, what a great thing to do. Let's do it. So I go go to the audition. I have some time. I ask the person, what the process will be like. And she says, well, first they're going to ask you to create a song on the spot about a celebrity that they'll give you at that time. Second, we have a two-person scene, then we have a three-person scene where you have to sing. So I'm sitting down, I'm a lyricist, I'm a poet, so I start coming up with songs for different celebrities. And I come up with, Abraham Lincoln, I come up with Barack Obama, and I keep on hearing in my head that voice that I'm so accustomed to. And it says, Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt. I'm like, okay, all right, stop. I'm going to create a song about Brad Pitt. So I write a song about Brad Pitt, I go on to other celebrities. We get up on stage, we introduce ourselves, they say, you know, here's what we're doing. The first part is we're going to tell you the name of the celebrity and you have to come up with a song on the spot. The name of that celebrity was
Brad Pitt.
I am just laughing hysterically on the inside, all while wondering if I'm an intuitive, and improv is about not knowing what's about to come and reacting on the spot. If I'm an intuitive, does that mean that I cannot do improv? So it's amazing gift from the universe for putting yourself so far out there over your you know, so many fear zones. Then the universe is telling you, we got your back. And I had, you know, all of these things happen over and over again in other scenarios. And that growth allowed me to understand just how much I am not alone, just how much the universe wants me to succeed and will present these amazing gifts that I would have never imagined. And that made me a much stronger person, much more trusting person, and allowed me to pursue things that I probably would not have done otherwise, because I know that I am not alone. I am being supported and things will work out because it's the right alignment if that's what I'm doing.
I know, even as you're saying that, all the things that you would have to do, that's even creating anxiety in my body. Like, oh my goodness, right off, you know, creating songs and being thrown at celebrities, that's really amazing. And I would imagine that as people are going, because you might think, oh my goodness, there's these eight things, that is, they would kind of create a snowball effect. As you start to work on one, then you just become so much more aware that, yeah. Then, you know, as you get more sleep, then you start to notice the food. And as you're noticing the food, you start to notice how your body moves, and that all of them would kind of fold very nicely into one another.
They do. It's a holistic system, which I didn't really recognize and realize when I was creating it. I mean, I created Seamless for me because I was a stressed out wreck and I needed to figure out a way to, you know, curb that. And I thought, okay, what are the things that I'm supposed to be doing? And I started playing with it. And once I started doing more research and I've seen experts talk about it and then actually started creating courses out of this, is recognize that all of every individual element is a solution factor for all the other ones. So let's say that a person wants to lose weight. Well, to lose weight, you're not just going to start eating better. That's not enough. You need to start going to sleep earlier, because most of the people gain a lot of weight because in the evening they don't go to sleep early enough, so they keep eating stuff, usually junk food, right before they go to bed. Their metabolism is slow at that time. They pack on the pounds while they're sleeping. So you're supposed to go to sleep earlier. You're supposed to drink lots of water, because if you're drinking water, that curbs your appetite. You're supposed to be out in the sun and being active, because that also curbs your appetite. All of these are solution factors for any outcome. And I had no idea that they were that way. And then, you know, extrapolate that further. If we're looking at the top 10 health-related killers in the United States, like diabetes, cancer, you know, Alzheimer's, and so on, all of these, if you look at the suggested ways to lower the risk, it's seamless. I kid you not, that blew me away. I had no idea that that was going to be that way. But all of them suggest exercise, get more sleep, eat or change your diet, meditate. All of them are saying the same things that I'm saying with seamless, without knowing that those were the factors, because I knew how important they were. And combining them is not a big deal. And that's what you know, I wanted to kind of mention. I'm a poet. Everything has to rhyme. So one of the ways is don't whine, combine. So during lunch, everybody usually gets a lunch break of about 1 hour at work. Go outside for the first half an hour. During that half an hour, walk. So you're getting sunshine and fresh air. You're getting your 30 minutes of activity. You're getting your walking meditation if you're actually being mindful of your surroundings. And you're getting stress relief. So here are your four that you're getting immediately in just that half an hour. Don't whine. Combine. All of these eight are not a big deal. They take minutes a day and they work into your schedule. It's flexible because it was created to be flexible. I was able to do seamless on vacation. I was able to do seamless when I was teaching somewhere, you know, in the Colorado. It really doesn't matter, because it builds into your own schedule no matter what you're doing.
I love that. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the new challenges that we're facing mm-hmm. and how Seamless connects with that. So, you know, even I was just in my, I think I was in my second last year of high school when the internet was, I remember we had to go to cafes to use the internet. So mm-hmm. it was new. And now, you know, everything that we're doing is now online. And now we have these personal devices that we are constantly accessible. How, mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you notice that arise out of that, you know, level of accessibility and always knowing when people are trying to get a hold of us?
Well, before focusing on the negative, let's focus on the positive. It keeps us much more connected to the people than ever before. It allows us to be a part of community. If you have any questions, you can find answers right away. If you want to be around people who are supporting and who've been through a certain experience that you have or are going through right now, and you need somebody whose shoulder you can cry on, you have that. So that part has been fantastic. On the other hand, you have the negative aspects of it because you're constantly you have to be in the know. We have become huge consumers of information, and a lot of the information is useless because we must know what everybody ate yesterday or what dress we were wearing. It really becomes an exercise in wasting your time, and people have to be a lot more conscious of what their priorities are, because social media becomes just another hole that's going to suck you in. And we know that we're not supposed to be sitting home and watching television the whole day. But guess what we're doing while we're working? We're constantly checking our devices. We need to know, we need to know, we need to know. We don't need to know. Mm. We need to know, and there's no need. We actually should remove that word. You don't need to know anything. You choose to focus on certain things. So this process allows us to refocus instead of getting lost, because it becomes an addiction. So what Seamless is doing is it allows you to reprioritize your life, and it allows you to focus on things that are actually healthy for you.
Well, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about stress. On your website, you said not only do we need to manage it, we need to eliminate it. So I want to find ways that we can eliminate our stress, as well as a few more tips on how to fit all of these 8 things into our day. We'll do that here and more with Alan Baysberg when we return on Entangment Radio. We'll be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
All right, we are back here in the last segment brought to you by Hestia Health. This is where I like to bring it on home for you all and give you a lot of practical tools, tips, and techniques that you can take home, You can start right from the get-go. So I love to do that. And this is brought to you by Hestia Health, hestiahealth.com, creating calm minds, open hearts, and inspired lives. So we're here again with recalibration expert Alan Vaisberg and the creator of the Seamless Method. Well, before the break, I had just brought up something about social media, and we talked a little bit about the good things and the bad things and, you know, the technology and all of that. And you had mentioned when we talked about expansion, this the reason it's helpful is because it helps us to get out of this programming, some of the conditioning. And I think that going back to the conversation about social media, that so often that's what it becomes. It becomes this crazy habit that we just have to keep going back to and going back to, and it does become an incredible time suck.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.